crossfade. The Daily Talk Show.
A conversation sometimes worth recording with Josh Jensen and Tommy Jacket.
It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 172. Tommy Jacket, are you a cone or a cup guy?
What are we talking about here?
We're talking about ice cream.
Well, you know what? I've been a cup guy majority of my life, but I'm starting to hit that cone. I'm starting to just love those, that extra little nibble at the end. Ooh, something sweet. And you get a little, you know, a bit of ice cream down in that real, you know, bottom of the cone. And you just...
A little bit of chalky in the bottom if you're going full primo cone.
Or it has to be wafer. It can't be bogan cardboard.
Who's doing bogan cardboard nowadays, though?
Well, I don't know. It's what
Waffle's pretty standard.
Yeah. I mean, it's what they get kids because kids don't respect the cone. You know, it's like if Bodie wanted one, I probably wouldn't get him a waffle. I'd be like, because you'll end up just like having a few nibbles and then throw it at the wall. So, you got to choose wisely.
A complete waste.
That cone's probably a dollar. That wafer. Oh, I love the smell. Now you've got me. You got me going. Hey, by the way, I mean, people can't see you. This is audio, but you got Uncle Festa vibes. Einstein.
What do you mean?
No, you got Einstein vibes.
Uncle Festa's bald.
Oh, yeah. He's bald. I meant Einstein. There's a movie called...
Because of My Hair.
Yeah. It's not... It's long.
How did
long.
You confuse Uncle Festa with Albert Einstein?
Yeah. Yeah, true. There's no comparison.
No, that's okay. I think Uncle Festa's the one in the... What show was it?
Adam's Family.
Adam's Family?
Yeah, no, okay. He's that little ball. Looks like a thumb. He looks like your toe thumb.
Yeah. Do you reckon you were telling me not to cut it before New York?
Yeah, well, just
Do you still agree?
It. Yeah, because we can go to a barber. We can go to a barber. It's looking good. I mean, just slick it back and you'll be looking like you're in the mafia. Hey, update on the America trip. I'm not coming. No, I am. Just kidding. You should have seen your face.
Is there actually an update?
Yeah, update. I've lodged my ESTA, my travel visa for America. Fun little fact, you had to put in, or no, it gave you the option. This is where they're tricky. It's a trick question. On those like forms you got to fill out, they've got the, you know, highlighted red sections that you have to enter your details.
The trick question is the one that says, have you been involved in terrorism? It's the dumbest trick ever, because who is actually ticking that box? I wonder how many people they caught out getting an ESTA form by ticking that box. Yeah,
it's like, are you carrying like explosive, you know, materials? Like, well, if I probably was, I wouldn't want to tell you, so no.
Exactly.
Bizarre.
They're probably like, you know what, if 1% of, you know, terrorists actually tick that they're a terrorist, I guess it's worth putting on there.
Well,
better off asking.
You need to, or they say, tell us your social media. What are you on? You on Insta? You on Facey?
Yeah, you've...
Add another.
We spoke about this. Did you put your profiles?
Yeah, so all I put was my Insta. I didn't want to get into the nitty gritty of, you know, Snapchat and all of that shit. So
I thought you just get like, because I fucking don't use Snapchat anymore. Yeah. I just want to really focus on my Insta. Did you tell them to look at your Insta stories as well?
No, here's the thing. You don't actually have to put anything, but I was like, they're Americans. They're going to think that everyone has social media regardless. And so I was like, I'll put one account. You know, it's family friendly. There's some nice shots of my baby, my wife, landscapes, a couple of drone shots. It's like, do you reckon they actually have someone reviewing this and going, what are we looking at? What are we looking for? Are we looking for that bikini model who's got 12 mil that's going to try and, you know, steal some work off some other bikini models in LA? Like, what do you think?
Maybe you'd be at risk at that point because of your, you've got model vibes.
Yeah, I know. I mean... If they go far back far enough, they'll find some shoestring bikinis that I was wearing.
I do like that our mate Tommy has done a bit of a rebrand. Where he's have you seen his new Instagram account?
Yeah, Tommy Davidson.
He split things up.
Tom Primal. Yeah.
He's got Tom Primal, and then he's got Tommy Davidson, and then he's done underscore model model or modeling.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
And yeah,
mate, there is no getting away.
I've got nothing to add to that. But I didn't feel comfortable for whatever reason. Like if it was Tommy Davidson, I would have given it a follow, even with the sort of shots he was putting on there. But Tommy Davidson, that model, it feels like I'm being like a bit pervy or something. It's got like an, it seems like I'm treating him a bit like a piece of meat.
Yeah. Well, no one can get away with any slight sniff of a rebrand without you smelling it. Like, that's probably...
I'm onto it.
That's a tactical choice. He's a professional model, if you will. He makes, mm-hmm. you know, good coin. It's his breadwinning. I don't know what I'm saying, but
he doesn't eat bread. Looking at the photos.
Yeah, exactly.
Paleo bread.
So that's the update on America. I'm fucking pumped. It's now not even 2 weeks. A little bit over 2 weeks. One, two, yep. Mm-hmm. And I'm very excited. It's
tomorrow we have Trevor Long on the show, who's coming to us live from Cupertino.
Yeah. San Fran. That's outside of San Fran? Is that a suburb?
Yeah, I always cringe when people say San Fran, because I remember hearing years ago from San Francisco saying that you shouldn't say San Fran.
Yeah. Now you're having a go at the San Fran bit. Okay, I get it. San Francisco. But is it near... Is Cupertino outside of San Francisco?
Yeah, Cupertino, I think, is it's in Silicon Valley. Let's have a look. Cupertino, oh, geez, this has gone down a rabbit hole. I'm on a Indian furniture website Cupertino. It's a city in California, which we knew. It's just, I think it's near San Jose, which is it's Mountain View, which is, you know, where the Palo Alto, all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, it's very close to San Francisco, but it's actually, it's not in San Francisco.
And so T. Long, he's over there. There's a few announcements happening.
Apple's got new phones, probably a new watch. And so he's going over there as the... one of the reps for Australia to report back to all the media about what Apple's announced, and we've somehow convinced him to come on to the Daily Talk Show and tell us all the goss, and we can talk all things Apple.
I mean, he's the evolution of Josh Jansen as a child. Like, if you were to stay on that path with what you were doing,
yeah,
he's your hero, isn't he?
Yeah. He's like the Melbourne geek. After speaking yesterday about being on Melbourne Talk Radio, I went down this rabbit hole as I was waiting for the podcast to upload, where I was listening to me talk about technology, and then I found a podcast that I did from 2007 where I was singing the song Irreplaceable. But yes, Trevor... If I had gone down the tech route, I'd basically be Trevor Long.
Yeah. I'm going to ask him yesterday. I was going to ask you something about Trevor, but I'll just ask him tomorrow when he's on the show. So
yeah. In fact, the time zones are really fucking with you. You're like, well, we'll ask him yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you just said.
Did I? We'll ask him.
Probably is.
Ask him tomorrow. I'm tired today. I was thinking before, it's like some days you wake up tired. I didn't even have a bad sleep, but sometimes it's like I've just put the wrong fuel in my car, and I wake up and it's just feeling a bit creaky. It's weird how you just, some days are a bit off, some days are good. But I tell you what, mate, when you have a coffee, perks you back up. You know, I
7-Eleven?
Definitely. I mean, it's more for the budget than anything, but today I was feeling a bit off, but coming back to it. Hey, this is thanks to a Drive Time radio show in Melbourne. that I've stolen their content idea, but I thought it was a cracker, and it's very much a something Tommy Jacket would do. Michelle, Tim and Marty, they were talking about reviews, and you know, we've spoken quite a bit about some funny reviews that have come through for some interesting places, but I'm annoyed that I didn't think of this. To look at the Google reviews on prisons in Victoria or around Australia. So people like can just jump on and you could, like there's a place called Ravenhall Prison, which you would have driven past. It's on the, I think it's on the Ring Road, just outside of the city in Melbourne. And so it's, you go past, and every time I drive past a prison, I drove past one a couple of days ago when I was coming back from Kyabram. And I always like have this feeling when I look over at the prison, I just go into this real deep thought of the people in there and the path that they are on, and that they're just locked away and they're just, you know, at this crossroad of their life journey, and they've either really fucked up or made some stupid mistakes. And I just start getting into that mindset of like, okay, they're probably all in their bed right now. It's weird. But anyway, this is another perspective on that, because you can read the reviews. And Ravenhall Prison, currently 2.8 stars. And some of them are fucking funny. So 13 reviews have been submitted. I'll read you a couple.
Do you think these are legit? Do you get the vibe that they're legit?
Well, you can tell me. Here we go. This was a month ago. 4-star rating, not bad. Excellent facilities. Meals were average. Staff were somewhat average. Fellow guests were more accommodating. Overall, much more better than other like hotels. So that was okay. That was Deke.
Well, so he said hotel, so he's taking the piss.
Yeah. He said this is Rat Hunter. He's given it 3 stars. I'd like to.
So he's got a prison name.
I would kill to go there. Safe, secure, and loving environment. Hot and cold running cockroaches and buffet-style eatery.
Yeah, these are all fucked.
This one, excellent for a family day out. However, the service was poor. Kitchen is only open 3 times daily for 45 minutes.
But don't you think that it would actually be interesting to get ex-prisoners to rate their facilities, like to tell us what it was like?
Yeah. I mean that would be interesting. These are somewhat funny, but it's like when I was schooled by Mick Hall, who has been to some of the maximum security prisons when he was on the podcast. Yeah. And
that was a fun interview when I asked him what his favorite crime was. No, it was to do.
Your
crime of choice?
At that moment, he pickpocketed you. No. No, that was insensitive. Josh, you should have known better. No, I'm joking. No, I think he found that. I mean, I think it's like he doesn't want to glorify anything that he was doing. And one of the things that he highlighted when I said, aren't prisons for rehabilitation? And he was very stern on the fact that they're not. And I think the problem lies when they're private facilities where they're businesses. And people are making money.
Keeping costs down and things like that.
Yeah, the owners are looking at it like, okay. They're probably thinking, how can we, you know, the food, how can we make it cheaper and get away with, you know, not being inhumane. Australian prisons are probably much better than most places, but still they're not they're not hotels. But and so
I know this isn't completely the same, but I remember when I was SRC president, one of the big issues that I had was the canteen for the school was actually run by an independent company. So trying to get anything sort of through, they wouldn't be so accommodating when I had feedback as if, you know, instead of if they were actually employed by the school. So I completely can relate.
What were you trying to get across the board? You want to bring back those schnitzel rolls?
Now, I was all about the healthy eating. I was a little fat kid and I would have canteen meals every day, eating nachos and stuff. But there was a big push. One of the things was around removing fried food. But they managed to get around that by having all pre-fried, like, chicken tenders and stuff. They're like, oh, they're actually baked, so it's all okay. Uh-huh. But I found, I think I've spoken on, this would have been early days of the show I spoke about this, but I found an old email that had a document attached with all of my suggestions for healthy options at the school canteen. And right. my favorite item that I wanted them to include as a healthy option was milkshakes.
Mm.
Which just sort of gives you a bit of a sense of where my headspace was.
Yeah. I was working at a hot chocolate. Yeah, it's like a chocolate company making a video. They specialize in dark chocolate. They started in hot chocolates, and it's unbelievable. It's called Mork Chocolate. But I got the vibe. You know, a few people came in, and one person came in while we were filming, and they were in their active wear. And it was very much, you could tell that the thought around, it's like the crack for the person that's trying to be healthy is that dark chocolate. It's like you. It is such a cult following, like that. Seeing the chocolate as a health, a health food, but it's like the treat. It's interesting, where
they're having it as meal replacements.
But yeah, pretty much. You've done it, and it is better than downing your Cadbury fucking milk chocolate that's got 90 kilos of sugar in it. But it's funny how things that, like, especially when you're on diets, it's like bodybuilders, they get protein bars and protein powders become crack because it's as naughty as you go. And
what's the deal with it's as naughty as you go is going to be the title of today's episode. It's really gotten bright in Melbourne. Your face is beautifully lit up.
Thanks, mate. It's just hit 6:27 and the sun is rising earlier as we head towards
Feel free to turn off your car light. I'm slightly worried that one day your power's going to fuck up on the car and you're not going to be able to get to work. But no, the 85% chocolate is by far my go-to, and I feel like it's one of those things I can eat. Even if I was to eat a whole block, it's not going to be too much damage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But if you're not getting your other meals in, let's not go down that rabbit hole. But yeah, there is, we can replace the 85% in our office when we're back in town with a few fucking protein shakes. All right, mate? Let's get a bit naughty. Yeah,
okay,
I've actually found there's a new product. Oh my God. I'll wait till you get back and we can try it. It's protein.
No, you don't have to wait.
Nah, I just can't be bothered going to buy it. I mean, we can do it together and make a video. It's protein mousse. It sounds full on. But
like chocky mousse.
Well, there's like packets, so you can get like vanilla or chocolate, and you can whisk it up in water, and it goes thick, and then you put it into the fridge, and it's like it's mousse.
Nah.
Oh yeah.
Nah, this is like canned. I had a cousin that would eat canned burgers.
Oh no, that's like, nothing.
Or
like canned burgers.
Microwaved burgers. I remember as a kid. Like, it's so disgusting. You'd get them out of the freezer and you would zap them in the microwave, and Bree's just yelling out saying she ate them. That is, like, it is so disgusting. Like, even me as a little fat kid who would eat anything, and I was like, the idea of just being able to have a freezer full of burgers was the dream. And I remember I heated one up and I was like, it just reminded me of something that, like, astronauts would eat, just shit food.
Well, I mean, the stuff they're eating is probably, it's a lot more nutritious than that. I get what you mean, though. It's like that weird style. It's like long life.
Processed, what, long scientific. Life food.
Who the hell eats Spam? Like, who eats that meat and can?
I guess.
I'm really curious.
I think my mate, Nasan, who has a lot of bad dietary habits, eats Spam. And he grew up in a third world country, so I think that he's got used to maybe doing that sort of shit.
It's really bizarre because they are they're on the shelves at Coles and all the supermarkets.
Someone's buying it.
Someone has to be buying it, and I mean, if you're eating it because you've got money problems, I get it. Keep eating it.
Rice and beans though are probably just as cheap, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, eat so much rice and beans. It's very boring. Sort of mix it up.
Not good
for
you.
Get a bit fucking naughty with some spam.
You're just wanting to get so naughty today. I made the mistake of commenting on a Facebook video that was sort of a bit of a call to action. Dick Smith did a video which my mum shared, which was him talking about how these international American companies are ripping off Australian motels and hotels. So he's talking about the What Ifs and Expedia and Booking.com, and he's saying that the 20 and 30% commission is extortion. And he was saying that call up motels instead of booking through these services because they will be able to beat the price. He was going on and on and on. What's your take from the surface? What's your take on it?
Yeah, I would not. I don't see them as extortion. I see them as a business convenience model for the customer.
Yeah.
I've tended to do what he says. I tend to call the place because it's sometimes just easier, depending on where you are. If you haven't got an account through What If or whatever booking platform it is. And so I have given it pushback in the past, but then Amy uses those things and has booked for us through them, and it ends up just being so much easier. So if it actually is easier to use the platform, I'm just looking for what is easiest and will save us some money. So I will do whatever.
But I think the concern that so the reason he's saying it's extortion is because basically these websites are buying up the ad space so that if you type in a hotel or motel, the first thing that you'll see is these booking sites, and you book through them, and then they take a bit of the coin. But I decided to write a comment.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, the irony of Dick posting this on Facebook, a big international business that does the same things he describes, doesn't mean that we need to go back to reading everything in the newspaper to support local advertisers. Whilst my experience with going direct contradicts his opinion that it leads to a better price, I also think requiring everyone to pick up the phone is a bit backwards too. How about we encourage better digital literacy within Australia? How about we teach local motel owners how to control their online presence? These hotel websites give hotels access to millions of potential customers. They provide a platform, safeguards, and a communication system. In return, they get commission on each booking. Resisting technology isn't the answer. Just fucking having a bit of a go at Dick.
Well, yeah. Dick, you've been a dick.
I got a comment back from a lady named Belinda.
Do you know Belinda?
And she just, no. And Belinda writes, "You really didn't listen, did you?" At that point, I was on a boat fucking on a way to an island in Croatia. I'm just like, I don't fucking need this shit. I just deleted my comment. I'm like, actually, what am I trying to achieve by writing on this Facebook post?
Is his whole Facebook page is Dick Smith's Fair Go.
Yeah.
He just wants to be the Aussie battler. All right, guys, come on. I fucking lost a couple of hundred million. I'm the one losing here. What's the deal with it?
How are we meant to? Because I don't know how I feel about, I understand, yes, Australian jobs are important, stuff like that, but a little bit of globalization and competition and all, isn't that a good thing? How much do you think that we should be resisting and sort of creating barriers to these types of things?
Yeah, I think you're right. I just don't think they see that perspective at all. The pushback will only lead to it being a sore loss for them. It's fascinating though, because I mean, I don't get it. I booked my flights for America through one of those platforms. There's hundreds of all these, flight booking platforms. And I jumped onto Qantas, who I'm flying with, and through their direct website, they're charging like $300 more. And so, I mean, for in that circumstance, as if, as a customer, as if I'm going to go with Qantas when I'm just booking through another platform and getting Qantas anyway. It's so it doesn't really make sense to me. And so maybe that's where this pain comes from for the people that are the motel and are these, you know, how do you get on Google? Who are paying? Like, how does anyone have, like, a business? We stay between Melbourne and Sydney every year when we drive up for Christmas or New Year's to Sydney, where Amy's family is. And every one of those motels, like on those sort of halfway point.
Yeah, my first reaction when you said that was, I'm like, fuck, how are we going to do the daily talk show on that day?
I actually have had that thought of like, I'm going away. But then I realised you've been in Europe for months and we've managed to do the show. So if we're in Australia... Actually,
this is the biggest power move. Me doing it for 3 months is just a massive power move to call you up on Christmas and be like, mate, are you good at your end? I've got the Zoom. Are you good to record?
We probably will end up doing it. It's on a Tuesday. Yeah. Christmas is on a Tuesday this year. So we'll get a cheeky early morning unwrapping episode.
So you go to Sydney. So you drive up to Sydney every sort of New Year's.
Yeah, and all the hotels, all the sort of little motels. There's so many along the way, hundreds on these like midway points, and a lot of them are booked out. And I look at them though, like some of them, you know, the internet's horrible. They wouldn't really grasp how to do the booking stuff, and they're not literate when it comes to digital and being progressive in that digital space. So you could see how hard it would be. Like, you know what it's like dealing with some older people that don't really understand. It's like they just don't have
with his iCloud password.
Yeah, they just don't have the understanding. You and I have been, I mean, the new generations. Bodie knows how to skip ads in YouTube. He's a fucking 19-month-old child. He knows the skip ad button. You see him just like trying to hit this skip ad button. Like crazy. Yeah, and so the new generation.
Next he's going to go and get, he's going to get over it and just get YouTube Premium.
Dad, that sucks. But I can see how it would be very scary for these people. And that response, you know, the Dick's response is he's an old guy who doesn't get it.
Yeah.
I mean, look at what Kogan didn't do it to him, but the other retailers and online platforms, like Kogan's a perfect example of, you know, a sort of a young tech entrepreneur who has just disrupted these older business models. And that's been his game. You know, he's Jerry Harvey's come into Harvey Norman, always like he took out ads in the newspaper saying Kogan will beat, if you quote a price cheaper than Kogan, we'll match it. And that was like, and he had like I think he even named some of the outlets. If you find a cheaper price Harvey Norman, we'll beat it.
Yeah.
Imagine what
I think
that
he
would
even
do.
Said that if we can't beat it, you get it for free.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
which is so funny. It's so gimmicky because it's like, of course you're just going to charge a little bit less. Like, which fucker is being like, mate, I want it for this price. Like, nah, we can't do it, mate. Nah, you got to fucking do it or it's free. We're not fucking doing it. So it looks like you can have to. Oh well, I get it for free. Like, how many people walked out with a free TV?
Oh yeah, and then I mean the people that sort of onboarded people to using a platform like his to buy these products. And so it's, I mean, it's been a scary time for people. And I think I loved your comment. It made a lot of sense. I want to watch the video because I want to know if you were actually not listening.
Have a listen. Everyone, like, go to, like, would, you know, what, like, because I've got empathy. And the other thing too is when I was watching it, I was like, yeah, this makes sense. Like, it is. It took a lot of me to disagree with him, but it was because he was speaking in this matter-of-fact, like he was saying, like, these international businesses they're on their yachts and they're just, their computers are going ding, ding, ding. And it's all money, millions of dollars coming out of local communities in Australia. Like, you know, it's very hyperbolic or however you want to describe it. But it was, I just found that it was missing some of those key elements, which is I don't necessarily disagree with that. What I disagree with is that customers need to start using the phone to fucking book. I don't think that, like, I think that the solution to this is actually saying, okay, whether it's maybe, you know, government intervention where the government says, okay, like, rather than stopping these things, rather than saying, okay, we're going to force these different things on these companies, why not say, actually, let's double down the energy on getting, you know, these towns, educated around the online space. And I feel like that would provide so much more positivity and longevity rather than just waiting for the next technology to disrupt them.
Yeah. And from living in Shepparton and working on the radio there, there was a lot of push and advertising around shop local. And when I was in Echuca over the weekend, I said to Amy, we were driving down the main street, and in regional towns you see, like, just the types of shops are very unique. You know, they're just weird little trinket stores and sort of a bunch of clothing stores. And I was saying, these people are in trouble. Like, as soon as a giant like Amazon works out how to get people all these products that are in these stores, which they totally can, cheaper, delivered to their door in regional Victoria, which is a possibility, every one of these stores will be gone. Like, there will be, it's crazy. And so that push around shop local, it's a weird thing because you want people to have jobs in these communities. And that is what the campaign of shop local is encouraging, you know, spend your money here, spend your money within the town so town can keep going. But it feels like it is it's diminishing because of technology, and it's not going to change. Like, we don't have a crystal ball, but if you were to make predictions, it's probably safe to say it's only
going to get worse.
Well, it's only going to get, there's going to be new technologies.
Worse from his perspective, you know?
Yeah. It's 100% only going to get worse. Imagine, oh, wow. I'm just getting on a...
Well, you think about, like, I think that the next form of disruption is going to be to marketplaces. I think that, like, where I think blockchain and stuff will end up going, where people can, you know, have a secure way to make transactions and stuff like that. I think that I'm hoping that where it goes is that rather than it being a few companies that are making all of this commission and money, that it's actually, that it becomes a sort of more one-to-one interaction, and it becomes a big sort of, it almost becomes a bit more community focused. But I just thought it was a little bit ironic that Dick Smith was saying all of this on Facebook. He's doing a video on Facebook. That is, and you think about the advertising, you know, you think about that whole system and the fact that Facebook, you know, controls who sees that content, and, you know, he has to pay more money to be seen by more. Like, it's pretty hypocritical.
Yeah. I mean, please, Dick, bring back your, I'm pretty sure he did Dick Cheese at one point. That was when he was really...
Did he go bankrupt? Do you know what actually... Bree was asking that.
Yeah, I don't know. But he's the Dick Smith peanut butter is actually pretty good. I don't know if it's still around.
That's good to know.
But
before we go, I've had this on the Trello for a couple of days. It just says Josh Jansen. On Twitter, I got tweeted at, which had a lot of traction. I'm not very popular on Twitter. I did a back in Melbourne Geek days back in, I think it was 2012, I did this article talking about Twitter followers. This is like, there's almost been a resurgence of all of this in Instagram world and all that sort of thing, but it was around, everyone was seeing influence based on how many numbers of followers you had. And so I bought a heap and did this whole article.
Yeah.
Anyway, but the actual amount of followers, like I think I've got probably 18,000 followers. There's probably only, over the years, I've probably accumulated maybe 3,000 legitimate followers, and they're not very engaged. But I got this tweet that mentioned me that has been liked 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, like over 10 times. And it says, congrats to our NFA coach quarterbacks at Josh Jansen and Andrew Hunt, solid men. Unfortunately, there is a guy coming up in US football with the exact same name as me.
Classic. And he's a quarterback, or he's involved in NFL or like football over in the States.
Yeah. But the thing is that I feel like I've got a stronghold in the sense of I've got the .com, I've got all the so, like he's got no room to move. What is it like, unless he starts calling himself Joshua, I think we're just going to have to accept the fact. Like, how annoyed would you be if there was a Tommy Jacket that was really popular or going hard online?
It'd be so fucking annoying, especially if you were sort of venturing into doing media and doing this stuff. I mean, you've had it since you were 2 years old, though. You bought your first domain at two. Bodie's exactly. Age. Bodie's hitting the skip button on YouTube ads. You were purchasing domains.
Man, I do love it. I mean, I've got some... the dailytalk.show is my new favourite one.
Yeah,
but
I like
haven't
that.
Set up the redirect. But I think it's a good URL shortener thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it is good.
It's a Daily Talk Show, everyone. Tomorrow, Trevor Long live from the Apple event. I'm guessing he'll probably be just outside the event. It will be a few hours after he's heard all the information. But we'll be talking iPhones, the Apple Watches. If you've got a question, send it to us. hi@thedailytalkshow.com. And TJ, I want to ask Trevor what he thinks about the idea of me potentially moving to Android in the next couple of months.
Well, I think it sucks, so I don't want to hear what he has to say. Cause
you don't want to miss the not having the blue bubble anymore when we chat. That's the main reason, isn't it?
No, I can tell you right now, it's not happening because our new business, if we need to be sending stuff through quick and easy through iMessage.
AirDrop.
Nah, pain in the ass. AirDrop, none of that stuff.
I'm thinking about the new Pixels coming out soon, so I'm interested in that. I think I like the idea of the Google accounts and having Google Photos and YouTube and all of that shit. But
yeah, also, hey bro, I've already got that on my iPhone. I've got that on my iPhone right now. So
mate, you can't even open your fucking phone with sunglasses on. It's a mess.
No, I can. Right? No, I actually can.
Okay, well, Brie can't. So face detection's fucked.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Her phone's fine.
All right, cool. It's a Daily Talk Show, everyone. Have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you guys.